Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. This is me, Kate Wolf. It's just me today. It's been a while since it's been just me. And I was like, no, I definitely, sometimes I just like it being just me so I can just really get into things, which I obviously can with guests, but it's a whole other ballgame where I can just kind of talk all your ears off. But there's been so much fucking going on in the media that way. And then also a lot of people I've been talking to are going through it in their personal lives, where just a lot of pain, a lot of repressed whatever is coming up. And for those who aren't really, how do I say this? Like really reaching out to others with the actual struggle they're going through, they're starting to really, really feel it. And I can relate. I mean, a lot of times if I'm in a lot of pain, I have a tendency to isolate. I didn't really used to deal with it that way. But sometimes I forget to even share the pain I'm in, or, you know, I think we all have fear that we'll be judged if we actually share what we're going through, or people like to offer advice that we didn't ask for. Cause sometimes you just want to share what's going on without anyone trying to fix it. And I learned that the hard way, by the way. I always used to try to fix everyone's shit. Maybe I still do. I don't know, actually. Okay, so I'm going to get into it. The first thing I need to get into is it has been an intense week. So my son, Shane Sudia, he is in seventh grade. And he told me, I guess like a couple weeks ago, he came home and he's like, Mom, I want to run for class president. And I was like, so excited for him. It kind of came out of nowhere. And I was like, yo, that's great. Like, yeah, do it. And he said, well, I need to get 10 teachers' signatures in order to be able to run. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I hope you get them all. Like, go Shane. So he gets all 10 signatures. And what I didn't know at the time is his English teacher, who also co-runs the student government kind of thing at the middle school, she signed it, but said to him, you have a missing homework assignment. In order for you to be able to run, you need to turn this in. And for some reason, Shane, I'm not exactly sure, but like, according to Shane, he thought it was too late to hand it in because I guess he like didn't get in the next day. And then I don't know, but I wasn't aware of this stuff, right? So I guess he still thinks all is okay, though. I'm giving you guys as much details as I kind of have. I'm trying to piece together the story from their side and Shane's side, and of course my side. So as far as Shane knows, and as far as I know, everything's cool for the running. So that was like a whole week where he got the signature. She said, yeah, but you got to turn this in. He said, okay, whatever, whatever. So then this week comes, my ex-husband and his new wife get him poster boards and markers. So Shane brings them, of course, to my house, and we're spending hours on these posters. I'll post a picture of the poster. He wrote, I shouldn't even give the goddamn school. He said, make, and then the school, great again. And then he wrote, not in association with Trump. So, and he had like, we made these 3D cardboard boxes for kids to, and paper for people to peel off and put into the suggestions and complaints, except we didn't really put complaints. We're like, any suggestions or changes you want for the school, put them in. Like, we spent time on these posters. We poured our hearts into it. Like, he was so excited. And of course, I was too. So he brings in these two awesome posters. I don't even know if he got to hang them up or not, but I guess his English teacher let him know. I guess it was while in class or something that he was no longer allowed to run because of the homework thing. And Shane was obviously devastated. I don't even like sharing his emotional states, but it was obviously deeply upsetting. Like, he'd been practicing his speech for 2 weeks. Like, and now, yes, there was this homework assignment thing that I'm misunderstanding. I'm still kind of confused about what exactly happened, but yeah, so there was that thing, and she had a reason. But then, okay, so I'm furious. Shane calls me from guidance. I freaking love his guidance counselor. I'm not going to give anyone's names away, but we're going to call her Mrs. Rockstar. Okay. I'm just going to call her Rockstar because she's on everyone's side as much as possible. Cause I was pissed. You know what I mean? So like she heard me out. She heard the teacher out. She heard the principal out. She heard Shane out. Like she really did an incredible job of like trying to navigate the situation as best as she could. Cause I was seeing red. I went and picked up my son early that day because it was just devastating. Like it was like a really awful thing. And I emailed, I actually talked to the principal and I asked, I was like, I need to meet with you. So she was like, sure. And she did get me in right away. It was a very quick meeting. And she let me know in the meeting that there were other grade issues that I had not been aware of. And yes, there's this like Genesis portal system that parents can get on and check in. But like, to be honest, I didn't remember my code. Now I do. That's my bad. But like when you sign on, it's so fucking hard to understand and read what the hell any of it means. So like, and I had no idea. I had no idea that there was an issue to the degree there was. But most of her issue are with these missing homework assignments. And two of the fucking quote unquote missing homework assignments, they weren't actually late. He wasn't sure how to submit them to her, I think online. There was some confusion there, but he had them done. And so I had a meeting with her. I'll just get to that. I had a meeting with this woman. I created a new last name for her, but I'm going to try to be mature and not share it. But I want to fucking share it because I'm pissed. Maybe we'll see by the end. But she had all this, you know, she's like, well, for summer reading, that didn't get turned in on time or something. And we were like, well, no, it was just me. But my ex-husband also told me this. It was like, no, he had it done. He wasn't sure. He kept trying to send the file through this thing and it was too big. It got sent back. He had it done. And she's like, you never know when a kid's lying. Yeah, but I, the parent, am telling you he wasn't lying. And there was the same thing with the speech. He never turned it in. This dude's been practicing a speech for 2 weeks. He clearly wasn't sure how to exactly. I don't know what this. I like technology and everything, but when it comes to now having to submit things online, I'm not against it totally, but like it can get annoying when whatever. I'm obviously defending Shane hard here. And a lot of people might say, look, he dropped the ball with homework. What do you want? I think leniency and forgiveness is key. Shane truly did not do any of that on purpose. And he had the two other homework assignments she was compiling in this fight as to why she suddenly took him out. But the two other assignments he did have done, he tried, like I said, sending the first one, the file was too big. I think my ex-husband sent it to her at that point. And then the speech one he had done. So, it was just frustrating. She wouldn't change her mind. I don't know. I don't fuck with teachers who have no flexibility or forgiveness. Like teachers who approach students and teaching like they got to learn this the hard way. And like it's like who thought like you can immediately tell you're like, oh, you're so hard on yourself that there isn't any room for other people's mistakes. And I used to live like that a lot more, but not necessarily as a teacher. I was an art teacher, but as an art teacher, I was always pretty lenient and forgiving. And I didn't assign fucking homework. And if I did, it was like dope. It would be like, go bring home magazines if you have, or no, bring to school magazines from home if you have any for your collage, or I don't know, like if you're gonna give a homework assignment, it better be fucking fun and not long. But whatever, I already think homework's fucking, it depends. Obviously in college and as you get older, there's some degree of homework. I get that. But when you are a child sitting at a desk for seven and a half hours a day, and then they go home and can't even be kids. Like, to me, that's criminal. I don't like it. So Shane no longer got to run. It was upsetting. I went into that school 3 different days. I was fucking livid. I'm trying to be mature about it, and I'm not sharing the new name I gave her because I'm trying to be a bigger person, even though I so want to tell you. So moving on, I have a list of things to cover. So rapper T.I., he released a new song called Dime Trap. I don't know if it's fully out yet or if he just released the preview, but in the preview, he has a Melania lookalike who's stripping in the Oval Office. So T.I. is the president behind the desk smoking a cigar, and she has her I Don't Really Care, Do You? Shirt, not shirt, jacket on that reminds us of the one, exactly the one that Melania wore during the whole, it's still going, the whole immigration issue and separating kids from their families. So that was a really gross outfit for her to wear. I don't really care to you. So he had a Melania lookalike stripping, and some people are livid. And it's like, how are we so fucking livid when we still have a sexual predator as president? You know what I mean? And I'll bring that back to like the Shane running. He didn't even get a chance to run. He got taken out of the game even before any of it. And it's like, how are we that strict with middle schoolers? And yet we've got this fucking egomaniac, orange, I think misogynist, racist, sexual predator in office. Like, how the fuck are you, like, how are we pretending to be so anal and righteous still, even in like the smallest levels? I was going off to the guidance counselor who I mentioned before I love, and I was just like going off about the president, and like I was going off about like fractals and the holographic nature of reality, and she was like right there with me. That's how cool she is. Anyway. So yeah, so he made a Melania, he had a Melania look like in his new rap video. And I think that's kind of cool, T.I. So, and he said something like, I'm not Kanye. And I was like, that's baller. I loved it. Okay, let's get to some twin flame news. So I wanted to watch some old Cher interviews just for fun because I love Cher. And I started watching, I think I ended up watching all of her interviews with David Letterman, and holy fuck, their chemistry is out of control. And you have to really watch all of them in like chronological order to like see what I mean. Like, it's like fiery. She calls him an asshole, but in like a friendly, funny way on like the first episode. And they like, it's like a running joke for like years and years. And they talk about how they have this thing with each other. It's pretty amazing. So I believe that Cher and David Letterman are twin flames, and you guys have to watch these videos because some of you look, it's not like I thought that up out of nowhere. I came across the two of them interacting and I was like, holy fuck, like you have to see it. You could just feel it. And then, oh, I've said this before, but I really do believe that Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence are twin flames. I've been watching more of their Passengers interviews, and like they're a bit restrained because it was when he was still married to Anna Faris, and you know, obviously wanted to be respectful, but like the chemistry between the two of them is just palpable, especially when they're trying to restrain it. It's like they'll lose it a little bit and then go like, and like tighten up. But I do believe, and in their Ellen interview, Ellen even addressed, she's like, she said to Chris Pratt, she was like, some people call you the male Jennifer Lawrence. And I was like, exactly. So I believe they are. And then, I think Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are 100% twin flames. And I believe that the whole Hailey Baldwin thing, it's like, you know, they got him and Selena got back together and then they break up. And then he's immediately basically engaged / married to Hailey. And I think a part of it was to get back at Selena. And then, as a lot of you know, about a week and a half ago, Selena was admitted, I don't even want to call it. It was for like an emotional breakdown. So she was admitted to a center. And first of all, so many of us have anxiety attacks, quote unquote, meltdowns. Most of us don't talk about it. And I was feeling for her before this happened. So I was like, I wonder how she's handling that emotional buildup, because I believe they're twin flames. They just broke up. And then he runs off and kind of tries to bury her. And I was feeling for her. So then when I heard that news, I was like, that makes sense. Like, we forget how sensitive so many of us are. And I think with the Selena thing just happening, and, you know, with the overdose of Mac Miller, it's like we have to really be a lot more aware that people are really going through things. And part of authenticity is like allowing yourself to talk about it, even if it doesn't, quote unquote, look pretty. Like, so many of us feel alone, and breakups are awful, and you can be feeling the hurt 20, 30, 40 years later, but it's quote unquote crazy if you talk about it. And I think we just need to open up about what we're actually upset about. And you know, that's why having a therapist and a healer is great, but also opening up more to friends can really help. And also in twin flame news, Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, because I guess that's how you really pronounce it, they broke up, which semi-shocked me. I do feel that they can get back together, and they even say that, but it also didn't shock me because with twin flame unions, or yeah, any union, but especially with twin flames, it's like when you go with that fire too fast, it can, you know, end in quote unquote fire. You know, you want to keep the fire burning, but it's really important to pace it to feel safe entering it. And it was clear that they had both left relationships that weren't really fully over. And clearly with Mac Miller, him overdosing brought up so much for both of them. And they weren't exactly sensitive to their exes when they got together. But that wasn't necessarily on them anyway. But I think with Pete and Ariana, I hope they can get back together. I really don't think that either one will be able to replace the other. That's the whole thing about twin flames, is we get this message of like, oh, many fish in the sea, you'll just move on. And it's like, first of all, Pete's fucking incredible. I used to be decent friends with him. I don't really talk to him much at all, but he's a really good dude, and he's really talented, and he has depth. And Ariana's just a goddess, and she's amazing, and I think they're meant for each other, and I don't think it's going to be this easy move on. And it's never an easy move on, by the way, but I think with Bieber, he tried to do the easy move on, and I just don't think that's the case. And I'm sure he's hurting now, knowing what Selena's going through. And I don't know if she's denying it's about him, or I don't know. And I'm not saying it's just about him. Clearly these things trigger deep, deep wounds of replacement, not being good enough, all sorts of things, loss. But I'm sure it's deeply affecting him because they have a really intense bond. And it's not to be mean to Haley. Like, I'm not, I think she's cool. I just don't think her and Bieber are twin flames. I mean, come on. In my eyes, at least. Come on. It's Selena and Justin. We've been knowing this for years. Yeah. Okay. So that was my twin flame report, I guess. Oh, and for those of you who don't believe in it or aren't about it, all good. You know, it's really just about, because some people think it's a little too airy fairy, but in my eyes, it's very much like, I don't know much about metaphysics in the sense of the exact precise way to say this, but it's kind of like an atom being attracted to either another atom or an electron. It's like, it's really this metaphysical thing as well in terms of twin flames. It's and it's really connected to spiritual growth. Because like I said, when we're here in physical manifested form, a lot of us have all this self-hate that's blind to us. So when you meet your twin flame, you know, it's directly linked to the work you want to do, because they're going to bring up all of the shit in you don't want to see. So it makes you go, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to find someone else. So that way, you know, I don't have to actually look at myself. Like, it brings up so much. And so does every relationship. But twin flame stuff makes you feel like so vulnerable again. So that's why a lot of people can't really handle it, because some people don't really want to go that deep within. But I think we're at a evolutionary tipping point where we're being forced to go within, because a lot of us are realizing there's no really other way. Like, external gratification is cool to a degree, but we're beings with souls, and our souls desire more than just humping, drinking, making money. I'm not saying that stuff isn't great, but there's a connection between mind, body, spirit, and we want all of it. And in my spiritual school, you have these different universes. Asiya is the physical, Yetzirah is the emotional, Bria is the spiritual plane. And then you have Azalut, which is like above that. And it's like, don't even try to fucking understand that yet, because that's like, boom. But like, well, you know, yeah. But essentially, some people really live in Asiya, physical only. And first of all, I don't even feel comfortable fully saying all this, because this is very much the workings of a society of souls, non-dual Kabbalistic healing, founded by Jason Shulman. And I get to be in graduate school soon with him and his wife, Arlene. And I'm very excited to study with them both. But I just wanted to say that I don't even know how much I want to share of those universes. And those of you who are really interested in this stuff, please look up Jason Shulman's books. Kabbalistic Healing goes into Kabbalistic Healing and those universes I was talking about. He also has a book, Receiving God, that is incredible. Both books are incredible, but Kabbalistic Healing is definitely more intense. It has a lot of, but both are incredible. And then, he has a new book out, Non-Dual Shaman or Non-Dual Shamanism. He has Magi Process book, Ecstatic Speech. He's got a ton of stuff. So any of you who are really interested in this stuff and want to know more, it really shouldn't really be coming from me like that when it comes to his work. It needs to come from him. So check out those books. Okay, let me go two more on my list. Let's see. Oh, I wrote being sensitive. Being sensitive is very key because when we're insensitive, that's karma. It will immediately come right back to you. So being sensitive, remember, everyone you meet is a facet of God. So even though you can have a twin flame, you're still encountering yourself in other forms with other people. So they're also mirrors to a degree, but they're not the twin flame thing, but they still have a lot to teach you and part of that sensitivity. So when you're annoyed by someone or you want space or whatever, it's best to do it as truthfully as you can, but as sensitively as you can. Because when you hurt someone else, you feel it. That's how interconnected and sensitive we all are. So really just trying your best to be as real and kind as can be. But real includes letting yourself be annoyed when you're annoyed. Like this week, I was so annoyed at Shane's school. So I let myself fucking go off. But then when it came to recording this podcast, I talked about it with myself and I was like, I'm going to be as sensitive and graceful as I can be, but I'm pissed. Like, don't get it twisted, Shane School. I'm sure they're not listening, but whatever. Like, I'm angry and I'm angry at the message it sends to students of like, you have to be this typical one kind of person to run for class president. Like, not everyone is a straight A student. I wasn't. I got good grades, but I was not like valedictorian up there. And yet, you can be so successful in so many different ways and you can be a leader. And I have so many creative, amazing friends, and some of them were the straight A people. And some of them, you know, didn't even want to go to college. They hated school so much. So when they graduated, they were done. Like, but there are just so many different kinds of people that can lead. And it wasn't even really a democracy, right? Because they had two girls run and that's it. So like that whole thing definitely pissed me off, and I was very triggered, swimming in a lot of anger and a trapped feeling, a powerlessness. And yet I just surrendered and I said, okay, this is the way that this is going to go. And I still don't want to be mean, but I also want to be honest. I don't want to lose my funny by just being like, oh, we're all just floating in the ether trying our best. Like, sometimes someone's still a bitch, you know, and like, that's all I'll say about that. Because I could go in and I don't want to, because some people just think that's the way you're supposed to be. Well, these are my rules. This is my structure and this is how it's going to go. It's like, you know what? Take the fucking stick out of your butt. Okay. And okay, I'll stop. See, every time I say I stop and then I go back into it, because I'm fucking pissed about it still. It was bullshit. Anyway, any of you who want to write to anyone involved, you can, email me kwolf27@gmail.com and I'll give you an email address that you can write to if you'd like. Okay. There are a couple people that went to Britney's meet and greet, I guess before her concert, and they're pissed. And they were saying stuff like, one of the fans like went to put his arm somewhere. He's like, it was near her butt, but it wasn't touching her butt, and she flipped out. And like, they were trying to explain their side of the story, but I was like, with Britney, I was like, don't fucking go near her butt, motherfucker. Like, of course, like, she's been through a lot of shit and she's very protective of her space. Like, how about you not in a funny way put your hand near her butt? Like, and honestly, then there was another girl who didn't have the experience she wanted in the meet and greet. Of course you're not. She's meeting and greeting hundreds of people before a concert, which is insane. I don't even know how she would have the energy for that. Of course you're going to get a semi-robotic version of her. She's like, it's too much. Like, and that's not that Britney listens, but if she did, I would be like, yo, chill with the meet and greets. Maybe do a separate event where you can like, in maybe a more personalized way, meet your fans. But like, it just felt like off in every way. It felt like she should not be doing meet and greets that she clearly wants to be saying no to, but she feels bad. But then she ends up disappointing fans. Like, it's just like, Britney, say no. Like, you don't have to do it. And when you do want to do something like that, then put it together. But like, you don't owe anyone anything. So like, I don't know, the people complaining, I was like, yeah, meet and greets suck. Suppose I blew up as a rapper, right? My meet and greet would be like the day before, where I didn't then have to perform, and I'd be doing like brief tarot readings or something. I guess you can just sign a book or something, but like, they're so mass hurried. It's like, okay, next. And like, yes, it's really nice getting to meet people. You know what? There's a, I'll call her a guru, Amma, and she has kind of meet and greets where you get a hug from her. And I think that could be cool. You know, like I don't know though, because I don't know if I'd want to hug every single person. I don't know. I guess it's really just up to each person. But from all these people complaining, I was like, Brittany, don't even do it. Like, what do you, whatever. Someone on my Instagram, and you guys would maybe think that this would happen to me more, but thank God it doesn't. This listener who had been messaging me, and I just kind of ignored all of them because I just wasn't interested. I could tell there was a flirty energy behind it. So I ignored him. And then what does he do is he sends me pictures of his penis right into my inbox. And I have to say, it felt awful. Like, right, we can all laugh, like, oh my God, he sent me a dick pic. Oh girl, he sent you a dick pic. Like, ha ha, very funny. But it's like, gross. It's not something I ever want unsolicited. Like, so, like, there has to already be a conversation going that's flirty or something. Like, it was offensive to me. I felt kind of assaulted in a sense. And I just thought, what reaction did this dude expect to get? Like, did he expect me to be like, oh my God, that is such a nice, like, no, like, get the fuck out of here. Like, it was so offensive. And I was just so like, what the fuck did he think was going to happen? Like, was that his fuck you to me? Like, fuck you. I mean, I immediately blocked him. But it really was upsetting. And then I tried to go to the deeper place. Like, I mean, talk about nega yasod. That's a non-dual Kabbalistic healing joke. Cause yasod's about connection and foundation. Once again, not trying to teach too much of the work, because you got to go to, I don't know when the next, 4-year non-dual Kabbalistic healing is, but once I found out, I will be letting you all know about it, because, it's amazing and transforming. And yeah, like I said, I'm not sure when the next 4-year one is, but I will. That's in the U.S. That's in the U.S. around the New York City tri-state area. Okay. So let's see. There's this viral news story that's been getting everywhere where a woman denied access to a man trying to get to his apartment. And he was a black man, and she, he lived there. And she was like, show me proof. He's like, get the fuck out. I don't have to show you proof. I live here. Let me in. I have the key. He's trying to get in. So she like tried to block him. And then he walked into his apartment, making her look like the biggest idiot ever. But it also turns out, so everyone's calling her racist. She's racist. I don't know if she's racist. She's just fucking annoying as shit. But then it turns out she's married to a black man. Doesn't mean she can't be racist. Maybe she is, but like, it kind of, the plot thickened there. I was like, what the fuck is this bitch's problem though? Like, first of all, I don't care what race, like, we're just blocking entrances. Like, I guess, look, we need neighborhood watch. We need some kind of like looking out for each other, but like, chill the fuck out. Like, everyone, like, come on, give people the benefit of the doubt if you can, or don't, whatever you guys want. But I just thought that story. Oh my God. I've been watching some, old school Chelsea Handler, like from, Chelsea Lately. But then I also watched, some clips from her Netflix show, and I was dying. She went off on Angelina Jolie. And I don't dislike Angelina Jolie, by the way. So when I talk about twin flame couples, once again, with like, Jessica Biel and Timberlake, I do not think they're twin flames, but I don't want anything bad for anyone involved. Like, I kind of think I found out who Jessica Biel's twin flame is, but I'm going to sit on it for a bit and share it another time. I have to feel into that more. But sometimes I say, and it sounds callous, I don't mean it like that. But at the same time, no one actually thrives when you deny a twin flame connection. Because then the other party's like, haha, I got you, you're mine. But it's like, we all just truly want each other to be happy and fully alive. And we want the fairy tale that most of us gave up on years ago because we thought, oh no, love isn't really like that. It's not real. No, it is. Most of us, though, gave up on it and or settled because we thought that that was it. And this is a positive message for everyone, is that no, you can be, in a beautiful way, set on fire from the inside out, where you're madly in love and being treated like the queen or king that we all know we are deep down. We're these beautiful, infinite, eternal beings having this earth plane human experience, but we still want to feel that ultimate magic and that pure, blissful love. And a lot of people, in some ways, have convinced themselves they're in it, but like, so many people, I mean, there aren't many twin flame unions popping off right now on the earth plane. And a lot of the posts that I put up are not in physical union yet or anymore, because it's just really hard to stay in it. Sometimes it's easier to be with a person you feel like you have more control over, or maybe you just feel stuck, you know, and that's completely understandable because we're all at where we're at, including myself. But, you know, when I preach about the twin flame thing, it's really not to put anyone down. I want everyone to find their twin flame. And what I do is when I set my intention for this, is I say, dear God, goddess, source, please bring in my true twin flame. And you can just say that. You don't have to say a person's name. You can just say my twin flame. And for those of you who don't believe in it, don't do it. Like, it's all good. Like, for people, and that's the thing I never understand. If you don't like someone's shit, like, there's so many fucking like YouTube blogs about like dissing famous people. Like, what do you do? Like, just don't watch their shit. Like, go to the next one. Like, unless someone offends in a way where it's like a political issue, and not even the Melania shit, because T.I. just got a Melania lookalike to act as a stripper. And like, honestly, I don't give a fuck, because once again, her husband was very gropey. That's the least, right? The least worst of it could be that he's just a gropey, entitled man. But the worst of it is that a lot of those sexual assault allegations are true, and that he is an actual sexual predator. So like, for me, I'm like, yeah, I'm not very invested in protecting the woman who stands behind that man. And like, I think a lot of men and women, like, you're standing beside people that maybe aren't really standing up for the right shit. And it's hard, once again, to leave something that, you know, you're comfortable with. But like, I don't know, like, I'll meet some of like my friend's dudes or vice versa, and like, they'll be like, how great is she? How great is he? And I'm like, I don't know what to say, but I'm like, eh. You know what I mean? Like, because first of all, I sound like such a bitch, but like, sometimes these people say things that are just so offensive off the bat, and maybe they're trying to be funny and connect with me in that way, and they don't even mean it. But like, sometimes I'll get comments that I'm just like, do you not see that that person said something so gross and offensive and weird? And it's like, you can't really be the one to enlighten that person, because it's like, you're like, I'm not trying to fuck up your life, but man, like, some of y'all, for real, we all need to step our game up. Every single one of us, myself included, because I don't know. And don't settle in career, love, any of it. And I'm saying this to me too. And shit's scary a lot of the days. You know, I'm not saying this like life's always easy, never lose faith. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, trust me, I have days. And yet my faith is deep, and I believe in the things I say in a deep way, but it also comes with bumps and rockiness. And this is fucking lotus flower medicine right here. You have to grow through the mud, through the shit, to get through it and blossom like the flowers we all are. And I hold on to that. And trust me, some days are brutal, but I also know that a lot of us are going through this, and know you are not alone. Even if some people on social media look like they're so fucking happy and perfect, let me tell you something. people are feeling these shifts in consciousness. Things are coming up in the collective. We are being triggered, whether it's political issues, you know, a couple we loved breaking up, like I'm obviously talking about Pete and Ariana, or like a celebrity we love, like Selena, having that emotional breakdown. And like these things bring out stuff in us. And then some of you might be triggered just from things going on in your personal lives, people being sick, career shit. Like we are going through stuff. And I would just love to see us all really open up about what's really going on and the pain we carry and the fears we have. Because that's the start of a change. If we just keep walking around, in a sense, hiding the pain and thinking we're alone and we can't share it, that's too heavy a burden. And I can't even do that anymore. Even though some days I try, I just, it's not a way to live. Yeah. And remember, we're all connected to Earth. So we feel her pain. And there's a lot of pain deep in the soil. You know, we're not exactly treating her, the planet, Gaia, the soul of the planet, the animals, like we're not exactly all killing it in terms of environment stuff. And that's a collective issue. And I do believe we'll get better as we awaken to what's going on. But let's fucking save the planet. Like that's the real goddamn issue, right? Like, but it's linked to all this other stuff I talked about, including twin flames. Because I believe the more that twin flames get together, the more social righteousness we'll also see. Because we'll be actually checking each other in a whole other way. Not like fake checking, like, oh, like the polite. It's like it's not easy to check the person you're totally in love with, but it has to come from both ways. And sometimes it's only the twin flame connection that can truly check your ass, you know? And once again, it goes both ways. What else did I want to say? Oh, I wanted to talk about, I have a lot of, I don't want to say idols because that sounds worshipy. I have a bunch of gurus that I look up to. And I've talked about Neem Karoli Baba. I'm going to get to him. But also, you know, gurus can be celebrities. Like in many ways, Cher is a guru to me. Madonna's been a guru to me. Britney. I can name many. But for me, and then I'll bring in Neem Karoli Baba at the end, although he's tied into all of this, it's this fierce ability to be yourself and speak your mind. And what I love about the saint, Neem Karoli Baba, there are many things I love, including the fact that he could like teleport and like literally take a handful of fruit and completely change the frequency. Like his powers were unbelievable. He really knew how to work the avatar. So he was incredible in that way and had for real insane gifts. So he showed the true unlimited potential of the human avatar. But also in terms of his disposition, he was him. So sometimes people would travel across the seas to go see him and he would just come out and be like, and like yell at them, like, get away. No, get away. And they'd be like shocked and like, they'd be like shook. They're like, what the fuck? Did we just travel this way for like Neem Karoli Baba himself to like yell at us? And then they'd come back and he'd yell again and then come back and he'd say, come on in. And then he'd have this mind-blowing conversation. Like, but he kind of had, in a sense, he went with his emotions the way a child does, in a positive way, though, in a very ascended master way. Like, he just allowed himself to be who he was. And that's why he speaks to me as a guru, not just the ability to teleport and do things with his mind and all that craziness, but he was truly, truly kind, truly insightful, but truly human. And that included like many temper tantrums and all sorts of things. And that's, I think, the thing that makes me love him the most is his ability to still be kind of wild or a little bit feral, even as this completely ascended master, a devotee to Ram, to God, goddess. And I guess he told everyone that he was Hanuman reincarnated as Neem Karoli Baba, which I believe. But once again, you don't have to believe all this stuff I say, even if it's just interesting table talk with someone. But that is why I've been a follower of his for a while. He spoke to me because it wasn't some, as they would say in my school, cardboard saint. He was very open, not just open, like he just was himself. And you could expect it and you accepted it. And it came with warmth and kindness. And actually, a lot of my teachers in the school are like that, too. So yeah, but no one's ever really gotten feral on me. But you know, like I'm just saying, like underbelly's okay. We all have an underbelly. We all have darker sides, you know, and I think we're also ashamed of those places. And I just think, you know, it's time for us to uncover them more. It's fine. We're fucking human. You know what I mean? Like, I'm assuming none of you think I'm totally killing it, but I just want to say, like, of course I'm not. Like, I have so many days where I feel isolated or doubtful or whatever you want to put in there. And I just keep going and believing. And if a thought comes up like, oh, you're believing and how do I say it? Like if a cynical voice comes up, I include it. So there's a part of me that's still cynical. Cool. That might keep me anchored and grounded and constantly questioning as I explore different realms and types of consciousness and beings and what our true capacity is as humans. I think that's pretty amazing to explore as we evolve in these beautiful containers or avatars or whatever you want to call it. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's okay to be cynical, and I have those moments or days, and you just keep going and connecting once again to people you love and get you and being honest about it. And I am grateful to have a circle or community around me where they can speak this language of sensitivity. And that's why I would suggest if you're struggling and you don't have anyone or that community, sign up for yoga classes, meditation classes, a society of souls. There are so many different things out there, depending on your location too. I mean, if you're in like New York City, Brooklyn, there are a ton of places. Shakti Bar is amazing. Golden Drum's amazing. I'm going to be missing places, but you get what I'm saying. There's so many, many places out there. So yeah, start finding like-minded people and doing things you love. And I think I might end this early. I thought I was going to go long, but I might end this a little bit early. I will. A card came up earlier. It just kind of shot up at me and I felt that it was meant for me to tell all of you. So this is going to be a message for all of you. The card that came up is Queen of Swords. It's for the day, the week, the year. It's a beautiful, beautiful archetype / message of standing in your power, telling your truth as gracefully yet powerfully as possible, and always being open to looking deeper at yourself and evolving. Like the butterflies, we all are. You know, it's scary to evolve. The little caterpillar body turns into mush and it's scary and you feel gross and weak or whatever. But like we always make it through it. Just like caterpillars. Oh my God, I can't. Butterflies do in nature. Caterpillars is kind of amazing though. So just really, really holding on to your faith. We're going to get through all of this. And for those of you who think it's all fine and you're never in pain, I don't know what you're eating, but you can let me know because that's crazy. Because so many people that I'm talking to are going through it. So I'd be fascinated to hear about people who are sailing through this effortlessly without a bump in the road. That would be, I don't think I'd buy it, but I'd still like to be around the person explaining that. I'd be like, Just because I'm very, very sensitive and I have some very, very sensitive friends and we're all feeling this thing in one way or the other. And every person interprets it differently because to one person, it might be a really low day and to someone else, it might be a real frenetic, you know, kind of day. So it doesn't mean there's one way to ride that wave, but most people are feeling pretty intense shifts. So if you are, just know you are not alone. I hope you enjoy that Queen of Swords card. Okay, so I'm gonna end this soon. I'll do my plugs by myself. Check out my album 1111. It's on iTunes. You can find me on Pandora. Put in Kate Wolf, and one of my jokes will pop up. And make sure you hit like. Check out Labia Game on YouTube. Let's see. This coming Thursday, I will be in Morristown on Ritu's show. I think it's like South. Oh God, what's it called? Now I'm gonna freaking forget. Check Ritu Chandra out, her page. She'll have all the info there. I'm trying to go on my freaking Facebook right now to figure this out where this is. Okay, it's at South Street Social in Morristown, New Jersey. So I'm gonna be there the 25th at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30, so I'm headlining that. And then Oh, I'll be at Dangerfields a lot this month in November. It's a great comedy club. And it has like such a cool, like old reminiscent vibe to it. I really do love Rodney Dangerfield and loved him in Natural Born Killers, but in also other places, not to sound like a psychopath. But I just, when I'm there, I can feel his energy, his presence. And I just love the ambiance of the whole place. I feel like it's like a time travel, like a little warp. So I'll be there November 1st, 8th, and 15th. So you can come check me out. 8 o'clock shows. And yeah, I do plan on bringing back Break Free, Dragon Sorcery, Going Deep, all of it when it feels ready. It was a lot to promote on me, but I will, when there's a shift in it, whether I get a partner to promote it with or whatever, whatever may shift, I will be bringing those back. So have no fear. And I do have some other things in the works that I'm not going to be discussing, but there are some pretty big things. Yeah, I like don't even want to, but yeah, there are some things, but I really can't share much about it. But if it happens, if it starts moving forward, I will totally share when ready. And when things blow up, I'm taking y'all with me, because those of you, whether you found me recently or you found me years ago from the beginning of Invasion of Privacy, like some of y'all are some ride or die listeners, and it fucking means a lot to me, because I'm not saying shit that's been exactly accepted everywhere. And it's starting to catch on a bit more. I'm sure you guys have noticed, like when I first started talking about aliens and all this stuff, spirituality, there was a lot more like, what the fuck? Who's this crazy bitch? But it's this whole world is catching on more of like connecting comedy to spirituality to just real life. And it's not as crazy anymore. But those of you who've either stood behind me, you know, before, whatever, like it means the world to me. And those of you who just found me now, it means the world to me. Like we're trying to find each other. Those of us who really want to make a difference in the world, a sensitive artist who are often misunderstood, but want the best for everyone, even when you're triggered, even when you're pissed off and all of it. Like, you know, we're coming together, we're finding each other. And once again, thank you guys for listening. It means so much to me. Oh, if you want to donate to me on Patreon, I am not active on there. So I completely understand if you don't want to, but anyone who wants to, it goes to the Kate Wolf Feeding Her Son Fund. So that's Patreon, like the Kate Wolf, if you want to. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, if any of you want a non-dual Kabbalistic healing or a tarot reading or both, you can email me kwolf2fs27@gmail.com. They are $100. They will probably be going up in the near future. I'm not sure when, but reach out. They're pretty amazing, and they go really deep. And it's really awesome getting to meet listeners, especially those who like feel like they know me. Like, it's wild. Like, I love being like, hi, and they're like, hi. And I'm like, oh, you know a lot about me. And they're like, yeah. And then I get to hear about you. And like, I don't know. It's really, to me, beautiful and touching. And I've met some really fucking amazing people throughout the globe. Some people live all over in the US, but then I get listeners from Canada, Australia, England. It's pretty badass. And I'm really honored. Those of you who are feeling this. So thank you guys. I'm sending you all for real good energy, love. Those of us feeling these tough days, I'm with you. I get it. I'm there. Some days just crying it out is the way to do it. We forget how cleansing and healing crying is. So, and those of you who can't really cry like that, because sometimes I have a block where I feel like I need to cry, but it can't come out. Feel yourself weeping on the inside. Even if you can't let the tears actually come out, honor that inner weeping. It's probably an inner child, no matter what age, 6, 8, 11, 12, like just be with that child, even if the tears can't come up. But I'm with you. I'm feeling these shifts too, but I think we're all going to get through this. And I really, really do believe dreams for real can come true. It's not just some Disney Peter Pan bullshit. It, to me, that's reality. And we have to unlearn the fears and the illusions of lack and so much that we have to alchemize, but I think that we can do this together as we support each other and hopefully build a fucking rad community, a global community somehow of us that really want to support each other and change the world, because we fucking need to. And I want to see more organic farms popping up everywhere. There are some urban communities where they've taken like homes or empty lots and turn them into these beautiful community gardens, and they're selling like the fruit and the veggies, and like we need to see more of these kinds of things. And I have met a lot of people who are implementing these kinds of plans, but I can't wait to see it just manifest more and more. And I'm honored to get to be a part of the many people that are here to for real make a difference. And don't believe anyone who thinks it's too late, anyone who's too cynical or negative. You can kindly set a boundary and say, not today. Okay, not today, because you guys are all sensitive beings. Protect your energy fields. Say no when you need to say no. Okay, and yes when you need to say yes. And if you need to eat a piece of chocolate cake to survive, you don't need to beat yourself up. Am I talking to myself right now, or am I talking to you? You decide. Okay, I'm just saying, do you. Y'all are free. Stop beating yourselves up and enjoy the shit out of this life, because it's a miracle, even on the fucking hard days. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'm Kate Wolf.